An intensely empowering vibration has now begun to transpire. As we are greeted with a solar eclipse mixed with Aries fire. The sun, moon, and earth are stacked, bringing a push of raw energy. Now is the time for new beginnings, sweet soul. What will you create, do, and be? Are you ready to make a genuine intentional change? Welcome to the Magic is Messy podcast. Sisters and misters, witches and wizards, boys, girls, diamonds, pearls, welcome back. Welcome, welcome to a mega red, super sweet solar eclipse in Aries. And if there is one thing that I get to tell you throughout this entire podcast, there's one thing that I get to tell you. It's that this one right here is made of some big stuff, boo. Mr. Big Stuff, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? But before I slide into the solar eclipse, I would like to rock some shout-outs. Because you know how I roll. First, thank you for the support, the subscribes, the shares. If you want to write a review on iTunes, review doobie-doobie-doo, please feel free to do that. Shout me out on Spotify, on Instagram. Share me with all your frenzies, all your magical peeps and freaks and geeks. I would love that. So shout-outs to the Spotify peeps that answered the episode question, what did you dig about this episode? You can do that to this one as well if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the episode on Spotify. I would like to say hello and hi, high fives to Sticky, to Annie Wash, to Sarah J, to Thatamia, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but thank you so much for the love, to Kate and Amanda and Upstairs Sam, to Kasha Hamara, thank you so much, and special shout-out to Cosmo and Dory because you are welcome for that special rendition of Total Eclipse of the Heart. So, there's that. I hope you sang it with me, by the way. Ow! Yeah! To all the IG peeps, I want to reach out to Nessa Lame. Keep rocking those color correspondences, sister. There's actually a ritual for you in this one. So keep on listening. It's called the Red Splash Ritual, and it was made for you, boo. To Malibu Chicken on IG. To Danny Pittman across the pond. Hey, hi, how are ya? To Robert LaFrance and Lillian Creations, Path to Inner Zension. And a big, massive, rad, rockin' OMG baby shout out to Simona. She is in Germany, and she actually sent me an art piece that she made. She took a quote from one of my episodes. She apparently plays my episodes, my new moon episodes, and she makes art to them. And one of the quotes was something along the lines of, you know, the universe moves, and then it's your turn to move. Or the name of the art piece was Your Turn. And oh my gosh, how humbling that was to see that I was literally, legitly a part of someone's personal practice and process, a part of their art, so to speak. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Attitude of gratitude. Big, massive hugs and high fives out to you, Simona. Thanks for sharing that with me. And also to the Broom Riding High Vibe and Vapes that have already signed up for the one-year witch coven. Shout out to Mega Rad Madison and Tammy Bartles, Sam Louise, Lexi K, Baglarka, and a few others. The one-year witch coven is beginning along with the new moon in Aries because we are embarking on a brand new astrological year. And because it's time for new beginnings with this solar eclipse, it's the perfect time to say yes to the one-year witch. If you are craving a coven, if you are looking for a solid support structured sisterhood, if you are in the mood to make some motherfucking moves with the moon, I got you, boo. We will be working together for one lunar year, for 13 cycles. And there's no judgment, Judy. It's a safe space to be your badass self. So if you are in the mood for that, check it out on the homepage, magicismessy.com, or reach out to me if you have any questions. I'd be happy to answer them. Also, we have a winner that was pulled from the last full moon Zoom boom in Libra. The winner of the super rad tarot reading is Miss Bridget Glass. Bridget, you are our winner. You can reach out to me or I will reach out to you, boo, and we will get that
tarot session scheduled. Boom, chica, chica, boom, chica, chica, boom, shaka, laka, shaka, khan. Hey, now let's get back into it. We are sitting smack diggity dab in the middle of eclipse season. Diggity, no diggity, I got to bag it up. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, that girl looks good. And this is the time for new beginnings, for new pathways to open, for change and opportunity to knock on your motherfucking door. Seriously. Come and knock on our door. We'll be waiting for you. Yeah? If you listened to the last episode about the lunar eclipse in Libra, and if you have not, you totally can go back and listen to that, totes my goats. We learned that we were being given the bold chance to end a cycle. Where the shadows were rising from the depths so that we could acknowledge them and we could feel to heal, Allie McBeal. That's what that moon was all about. Yeah, don't you know? With this eclipse, this one that we are about to embark on, with this eclipse, it is a solar soiree of awesomeness in the first sign of the zodiac, Aries, babies. And this one is meant to integrate the healing. It's meant to create a new direction so that we can make confident and courageous moves. Confidence and courageousness, that's an Aries vibration. Confident and courageous moves down the path of our dreams. What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle. The candle feeds the flame. Yeah, yeah, what I got, full stop. Something, 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 whatever. You make my dreams come true. And speaking of flames, this super, super duper super moon, yes, I said super moon, is all about igniting fire. Yeah? Super moons amplify the impact of your intentions. But because we are mixing it in with a solar eclipse, hold on a minute, check me out. Because we're mixing it in with a solar eclipse, they are meant to amplify the impact of your intentions when the time is right. So make sure you are good and ready before you rock steady. And we begin to rock steady, steady rocking all night long, rock. The Whispers, one of my favorite songs. So as the moon slides in front of the sun, which is what happens to make this solar eclipse occur, the Earth, Moon, and Sun move back into a triple stack. Yeah? You packed in your stack, especially in the back, brother. Won't think you're the full butt like that. So don't be surprised if this triple stack unveils unforeseen opportunities. Yeah? Yeah, I feel that too. So maybe you got some stacks of cash on the way to you, baby. Maybe a new job, some new lovin'. Maybe a new crew or coven, ha ha ha, one year witch. Some surprises, maybe some aha moments, some epiphanies. Definitely things are going to be flying out of left field to hit you in the face piece. And that's okay if you are ready. If you are ready to play, baby, it's going to be cool, okay? A myriad of mega rad, that's what's going to be on the way, is probably right around the corner. And it is up to you, Pikachu, it's up to you to say yes. Say yes to the uncertainty. Say yes to the unfamiliarity. Say yes to the uncomfort. I know that's difficult, but we are meant to stretch and grow and expand during this solar eclipse. During this eclipse season, it is all about breaking through, boo. Yeah? So we just had the breakdown lunar moon. Yeah, the lunar eclipse was the breakdown. Now this is the breakthrough. Yeah? Okay. Just so you get that, and we're on the same page. But also, As we say yes to the uncomfort and the unfamiliarity, you also want to say yes to the unwavering support and the fact that the universe has your back. So just be on the lookout. Be prepared. Be prepared for all that jazz. And all that jazz. Cha-cha-cha. Yeah? Okay. Cool. There's a lot of cool shit coming your way, baby. Just so you're ready for it. Aries, we're in the first sign of the zodiac. We're in smack dab in the middle of Aries sun season right now. Aries is a sign of passion, a sign of action and motivation and excitement and enthusiasm. In this powerful portal, it is a super powerful portal. It has the potential to piece together more of our puzzle if we are willing to be patient and do the work. You better work, bitch. You want a Lamborghini? sip martinis, look hot in a bikini, you better work, bitch. Yeah? Because guess what? Guess what? Shift happens. And this eclipse is about to provide a thrust in order for you to adjust. It is about to shake, rattle, and roll you into a new trajectory, chickadee. So embrace that intensity and make the move when the time is right. Yes, we make moves when there's a solar eclipse. We sink into the solar eclipse and we simmer while the solar eclipse is happening. And then we get into action while the moon is waxing. Yeah, so when the time is right and the universe gives you the green light.
Give me the green light. We could go all night.
I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. Something like that. Yeah, thanks, John Legend. Appreciate that. Speaking of ready to go, though, Aries is known as a go-getter. And with the willpower of the ram, bam, shabamalang, ma-ding-dong, they are determined, forward-thinking, and independent. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that means? That means that this energy is going to be ripe for new projects and creating action plans and focusing on big, fat, hairy, audacious goals for our future selves. But since we are also swimming in the middle of a solar eclipse, it would be potentially in your best interest to take some time to settle the fog down. Yeah? Because eclipses, I mean, making goals and setting goals and making action plans and doing all that shit is amazing. Super amazeballs, super cool, right? Yet, eclipses can be a bit unpredictable. They can be a little volatile. They can be slippy, sloppy, slappy, Samsonite. They can be whoa. So my biggest piece of advice, take what you need and leave the rest. As always, sisters and misters, you know the drill. My biggest piece of advice would be to leave some room to breathe before embarking on any insane initiatives. This is an initiation moon. I get it. Aries is the fire starter, twisted fire starter. Yeah? They are the ones that start the fire and fan the motherfucking flame. But just chill.
Just chill. Just settle down.
Because that is what this eclipse is asking us to do. Because we want to be real clear. Because as we closed the door with the last lunar eclipse, with the lunar eclipse in Libra, it went slam, motherfucking shut. Now, this one is opening new opportunities, open new doors, open new pathways, new directions, new trajectory. So we want to be super, super, duper clear on what it is that we are going to do from here. Dig it, dig it. So how do we plug into this energy? Like usually, yep, I get it. Usually we're setting intentions and we're writing them down with the moon and we're like, hey, I want this and I'm going to be in action and I'm going to play the game of the universe, ping pong, you move, I move, you move, I move. And yes, we will get there eventually. But how do you plug in to this actual solar eclipse? Yeah, the night of the solar eclipse, a little bit before it and a little bit after it, because you feel the new moon, same with the full moon. You feel the new moon a couple days before, a couple days after. So as we're simmering in this solar eclipse energy, baby, how do we plug into it? First off, first and foremost, let's get muffuggin' grounded with your bad self. Make a rad meal, do some meditation. Maybe you want to go dig in the dirt a little bit. Maybe you want to rock your favorite workout or run around with your dog, or clean your house. Do something that puts you in the moment. And anything that gets the ants out your pants to ease you into the new moon, to ease you into this vibration. Because like I said, it is crazy.
You drive me crazy.
Have I done Britney twice already this episode? I literally just fucking did. Hey, Britney. It's Britney, bitch. Yeah, so anything that eases you into the new moon. A really good one would be, because new moons and solar eclipses, you don't really get a lot of sleep. So maybe you're going to be fighting with some sleep. So while you're fighting with sleep, in the middle of the night,
I go walking in my dreams.
Maybe you're going to do a vision board. Or a document, or a Pinterest board, or create some type of a poster or whatever that is going to signify and symbolize and represent all the possibilities that you want to come your way, all of the upcoming adventures that you are planning on, right? Like I said, we have to be really, really clear on what it is we do from here. So get clear. And to do that, simmer, chill, meditate, journal on it, do some divination. And we'll get into a couple more rituals here in a moment. But just the best way to sink into this solar eclipse is to settle down and literally sink, simmer with it. Yeah. Another one you might want to do to get the ants out of your pants is to go out and play. Hey, come out and play.
Give it to me, baby.
Aries has a childlike whimsical, because they are the first sign of the zodiac. They have a childlike whimsical, kind of like this spontaneous energy that's actually quite easy to plug into when you are plugging into Aries. So I lovingly challenge you, sisters, misters, witches, and wizards, I lovingly challenge you to utilize this vibe by prioritizing any activity that recharges and revitalizes you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you want to reactivate an old hobby during this solar eclipse. Finally finish that DIY. Maybe build something cool with the tools, whatever. Hang out with people that make you laugh until you pee your pants. That would be a fun one as well. And say yes, right? We're saying yes to the unfamiliarity and the uncomfort, but we're also saying yes. We're saying yes to things that bring you joy, either immediately or in the long term. Yeah, so that would be another way to plug in and stay safe during this solar eclipse. Another way to plug in would be to put yourself in a position to process any changes coming your way, right? And that we do that by simmering. Eclipses are about unfolding. It is literally a process of unfolding. The lunar eclipse comes first, and then right behind it comes a solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse is meant to end, and the solar eclipse is meant to begin. And we are right, as I mentioned, smack diggity dab in the middle of this eclipse season. So eclipses, because they are about unfolding, unraveling, take some time to surrender. Surrender is the name of the game during a solar eclipse. Surrender to any adjustments that may arise. Because one thing I know is true. Girl, you know it's true. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I love you. I love you. And also what I know is true is that whatever happens is meant to be.
Whatever will be, will be. Que sera, sera.
I don't know if that's how the song goes, but that's how I'm singing it to you. Another thing that I want to point out is that during a solar eclipse, it is okay. Let me say that one more time. It is okay, baby, to cancel plans. It's okay to cancel plans and protect your boundaries, because you may, during this eclipse, feel drained, maybe unproductive, a little bit lazy, baby. But guess what?
You are not alone. I am here with you. Though we're far away.
Oh, I love that song. They say that the calm comes before the storm. Have you ever heard that before? They say the calm comes before the storm. And I really actually enjoy that visual during any solar eclipse. But that's a really good visual to put into play right now, because our energetic bodies during a solar eclipse, during these really potent portals and these crazy lunations, our energetic bodies crave to regulate.
Regulators, mount up.
As I mentioned, the Aries vibes are going to, they're going to want to pull you to get shit done. They're going to want to pull you to make action plans. They're going to want to have you make some motherfucking moves to put action plans in place. They're going to want you to jam on it. Yes, right? They're going to initiate. And that's what Aries does. But, sweet soul, this solar eclipse says not yet. Don't do it yet. Not yet. There is time for that. But right now is the time to settle down, simmer, and let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be. These are words of wisdom. Let it be.
Yeah? Because if you initiate, if you do some big shit, if you put action plans in place, doing these things may actually deplete you and exhaust you even further. So take this lunation to rest, to recharge,
to relax. Don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax. Don't do it.
Frankie says, relax, okay? And regain a better sense of who you are, where you're going, and get clear, really clear, on what it is that you are doing from here. Yeah, 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 ding dong. Maybe you might want to do some visualizations. You know, you don't have to actually get into action, but you can visualize seeing your action plans play out, right? What are the moves that you're going to make? And actually start going through step by step how you're going to do that. And also, the better question is, how will you feel when it becomes real? When your dreams are actually your reality, how are you going to feel and send those boomerangs out into the ether during this solar eclipse? Now, one thing that I am really excited about, the one-year witch, and I know I'm going to say it a couple times because there's only a couple days to sign up for it, and you can sign up, you can apply. Please feel free to do so if it's calling to you, boo. But what I'm really, really excited about is we're doing a practice called pathworking. If you have joined the Full Moon Zoom Booms at all, you've gotten a little kind of a taste of what pathworking can do. It's very, very powerful. It's also known as a fantasy journey where you can slip into your subconscious and make massive changes that are going to immediately shine through in the physical, tangible world. And the one that we're doing for the Aries New Moon Solar Eclipse is going to be one of rest and recharge and realignment and really gaining that sense of self and gaining what it is that you want to create and be and do and have. So I'm super excited about that as well. Looking forward to it. And the cool thing, the even cooler thing, I should say, is that every pathworking practice we do for the new moons are going to build upon one another. So by the end of one lunar year, your subconscious space is going to be completely different. And that's the goal, is to change who you are on the inside to then change who you are on the outside, or change who you show up as and the vibration that you are emitting into the world and the frequency that people feel when they are around you. Okay, okay, okay. The next one you can do to plug in is walk it out with the tarot. Now walk it out, walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. West side walk it out, east side walk it out. You can walk it out with the tarot. And how do you do that, kitty? Well, this is how you do it. Take a moment to sit down with your deck or an oracle cards. You can do it with tarot deck, oracle cards, whatever that may be. And you're going to want to ask some very specific questions. Potentially, you know, with this solar eclipse, what's changing for me? Or what new opportunities are going to be coming my way? Maybe what is meant for me in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12? And maybe journal on that a little bit while you're pulling up these questions. But on top of that, take those cards with you and go on a little walkabout, right? To let the message integrate itself, because that walk is a good way of integrating those messages and asking the universe, asking for synchronicities, asking for signs, asking for ways of the universe to show you the answer and the ways to move forward. Because guess what? What I know to be true is that the universe always has your back. Yep, that's right. I know. It is. It's a universal truth. Because what you believe is what you're going to see, chickadee. So maybe you want to walk it out with the tarot, or you can get a hold of me and we can do a tarot reading. I can't wait to meet with you, Haley, for your birthday reading. I'm excited. And as I mentioned, I feel like it needs to be said again, because new moons are usually about setting intentions and initiating and getting into action, which we will get into action. I have no doubt about that. Action is coming. But during the eclipse, just chill. Take some time out, and then we get into action when the moon is waxing. Yes? Okay. I just wanted to drive that point home so you heard it again. All right, let's go into your altar correspondences, maybe a couple more small ways to plug in, and then I will let you go, sweet souls. If you are going to have an altar, let's do some correspondences and some quick ways to harness the Aries energy. Maybe you want to clean your altar. That would be a good thing to get the ants out your pants, is to clean up your altar. And if you wanted to have any colors on your altar, you might choose red, orange, or yellow, because we are still starting fires and igniting our desires, right? Twisted fire starter. Or you might want to choose white to light up the night, because it is going to be dark. It's going to be dark in the dark. So maybe red. And another cool way that you could plug in, Nessa, are you listening? Is the red splash ritual. So choose something red. Maybe it's lingerie. Maybe it's your socks. Maybe it's your nails. Maybe it is a ring that you wear, or your eyeshadow, or something along those lines. Choose something red and wear it during the solar eclipse. Because even if we're chilling It doesn't mean that we are ready to show the universe that we are excited to get into action and initiate our dreams into reality. So that's what we're going to be doing, is with this little splash of red, we're going to be reminding ourselves and the universe of our passion and our power. So maybe you want to do that to plug into the Aries energy. Aries rules the head, the eyes, the ears, and the face. So maybe you want to go get a gua sha facial, maybe a head massage or a deep conditioning hair treatment, something along those lines to take care of your head space. You know, that's the physical, obviously, or you can do some deep meditation or some deep mindset work, you know, because it's time to clear out old energy to get ready for new opportunity, baby. Or if you don't want to go and spend a bunch of cashola, maybe just taking some peppermint oil or eucalyptus oil and rubbing it on your temples and sniffing it in and using that kind of, powerful, pungent scent to get you on the right track. Yeah. All right. Crystals. If you wanted to use some crystals on your altar, holla to all my crystal witches out there. You could use garnet, which is all about success. It provides success in whatever you're passionate about. Pyrite, which is all about enthusiasm and power. Howlite, which is a good one because Aries is all about getting shit done right freaking meow. Howlite is all about patience. And what a great one to use during this solar eclipse because, baby, I'm talking to you. Patience is a virtue. Yeah? Be patient. Just sit on it, wait on it. The universe has some cool things around the corner in store for you. So wait for it, be patient. And howlite's also really good for level-headedness and calming energy. Maybe you want to choose aragonite, which helps with mental, physical, and emotional blockages. Carnelian, which is all about creative motivation. Or if you want to utilize one that is amazing for the solar eclipse itself, you might want to choose citrine, which is all about sunshine. Also, it corresponds to the solar plexus, which is the chakra that corresponds to Aries. Solar plexus is all about charisma and magnetism and personal power. So that's a good one to use on your altar as well. Some flowers. If you want to put some flowers on your altar, you could choose tulips, thistle, honeysuckle, or tiger lily. If you want to have some specific tea to correspond to Aries, you might choose a spicy version, maybe cinnamon, clove, cayenne, cardamom. There is a tea called Sweet and Spicy from Good Earth. And man, that is my favorite tea, baby. And that is an absolute perfect one for Aries season, Aries new moon. If you wanted some herbs to utilize maybe in your cooking, it could be basil or ginger. Maybe lemon, garlic, or protein would be some good foods to integrate as well. Protein are building blocks. So we are using this foundation for, you know, what is it that we're doing now? Getting really clear on what it is that we're doing from here. Some scents that you might choose for this corresponding energy would be dragon's blood, rosemary, frankincense, and as I already mentioned, peppermint. The metal is iron. And the symbols that you might want to utilize, if you wanted to utilize a tarot card, you would choose the Emperor. The Emperor, or take him on your walk and talk to him, right? Talk about your action plans. Talk about your potential processes. Talk about the foundation you are building. Talk about your stability and how you are going to make moves and how you're going to make it happen. Maybe you might choose the Ram. The Ram, symbolized by Aries. Horns. Right? Antlers, horns, something along those lines. Red, orange, or yellow candles symbolizing fire, right? Start that flame. Even if we're chilling in the solar eclipse, we can still light the flame and ignite. Or anything that is a smoke cleansing medium of choice. It's a great time to clear your space of clutter and your physical space, your energetic space, your mindset space. Clear the clutter so that there is open space for the energy that is waiting for the chickadee. All right. I hope that you found some awesome ways to stay safe and plug into this solar eclipse both at the same time. As I already mentioned, action comes when the moon is waxing. So just be patient, be alert, and ease into this new moon with intention. Once again, the one-year witch application is currently live at magicismessy.com. And the reason that we are creating this, the reason I created this whole thing, MAGIC, is in itself an acronym. As you already know, MAGIC means making a genuine intentional change. And witch stands for a woman intuitively taking care of herself. So if you crave something new to show up for you, community accountability is what I do. And I would love, love, love to have those that are craving a community, craving a coven, craving a space to be themselves, to show up, and let's rock and roll. Let's spend an entire year together doing cool stuff and making major moves along with the moon. Again, my name is Kitty. You are awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for supporting, subscribing, being a part of the Magic is Messy Collective. If you would like to sign up for this Scorpio Full Moon Zoom Boom, that is also up. It is always free, donation-based for all the witches and wizards. So feel free to sign up for that as well on magicismessy.com. I am humbled, as always, that you have been reaching out to me, that you are telling me that I'm a part of your personal process and practice, that you include me in things in your daily lives. I can't tell you how much that makes my heart burst into a million, bajillion, fifillion pieces of rainbow glitter. And honestly, I love what I do, and I look forward to creating a more cohesive and tightly knit community of badass females that are looking to step into their inner witch, their woman intuitively taking care of herself. So that is all I've got for you. Again, I send my love. I send high fives, rad vibes through the airwaves, and I look forward to speaking to you. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you again for the next full moon.